Researchers at the University of Adelaide say fish heads are a potential treasure trove of scientific secrets from the past. The researchers believe that once unlocked, they could help provide the solution to issues such as climate change and salinity changes in the lower River Murray. And in particular, the scientists are looking at fish ears, as Tim Jeans reports.
Fish do have ears, which they use for hearing and balance. Researcher Dr. Zoe Doubleday says the rings in the ear bones can provide a treasure trove of information.
It's like a tree. If the widths between the growth rings are wider, you assume the tree's growing faster. So it's the same with a fish.
The focus of the research is known as an otolith.
These little calcium carbonate structures found behind the back of the eyes, and they're in a fluid-filled sac, and they're like little chunks of rock, the pure calcium carbonate. Ageing is very important, particularly in a fisheries context, to know how old your fish grow, when they mature, and things like that.
You're taking this a step further?
Yes. What we're doing is we're looking at particularly long-lived species, and what we need is older fish so we can have more rings to look at in the otolith. So for Murray cod, for instance, which might live, 50 years old, you have 50 growth bands, and we can measure the widths between the rings, and we can look at growth rates from the past 50 years, and then we can relate it to things like temperature change, big scale climate changes or habitat modification and all sorts of things like that.
So a 56-year-old Murray cod could actually give us some insight into climate change over the past.
Exactly.
Professor Bronwyn Galanders also hopes for insight into a number of other areas.
We're looking at using ear bones of fish from indigenous middens right through to ones that are collected today so that we can get that changing history of what's happening through time. We're also looking at the sorts of habitats that the fish occupied. So, for example, were they in more estuarine or freshwater environments than what they're in today? There's indigenous middens around the Coorong region near the Murray mouth. And we know that that's a very hypersaline system today, but was it like that, say, 7,000 years ago? And we can get that sort of information out of the fish ear bones.
Professor Bronwyn Galanders speaking with our reporter, Tim Jeans.